Maryland Lyric Opera is starting their second season, and this will be with Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. And it'll be from this Saturday through Sunday, July the 26th at the University of Maryland. And I have in the WBJC studio the founder and executive director of Maryland Lyric Opera, Brad Clark. It's lovely to welcome you here. And the fact that you are the founder of this really leads me into the question of what your ethos was, what your whole idea was about starting this company last year.
Well, I was getting the sense that opera has gone in a direction that I was seeing trends in opera that I didn't like. I would rather it go back to the days of yore. And so it became a dream of mine to find my own company and to send it in a direction where I feel opera was really intended to go.
It's such an interesting idea, particularly, I think, with the very high-profile productions that are coming out of, let's say, the Metropolitan Opera at the moment, where there is such an emphasis on concept productions. How have you found the response has been to your going back to the roots, as you say?
It's actually been excellent. I have found in conversations with people, both who've attended the opera and just friends, that they're hungering for this. They want to see opera where the singer is the primary vehicle of opera, not the stage or the costumes or the sets or even the orchestra. We view the orchestra and opera as an accompaniment and the singer as the lead.
So how does Romeo and Juliet fit into this model for you?
Very well, actually. Romeo and Juliet's story, as we know, is ages old and is probably still being acted out today. And if what they're expressing does not come out through their voices, and we need all these props around them to make it happen, then we see that as a failure of our job. We are coaching them to express the emotions of the opera, the thoughts, the feelings, even the story through their voices, entirely through their voices. Now, we are semi-staged, we call this. So there is movement on stage, and there's reaction. They're not just standing in a row singing. However, we have coached them to use their voices to express what they're trying to say. If the audience doesn't realize the story through how they're singing, then we haven't done our job.
And you draw particularly from D.C. singers, D.C. area?
Not really, actually. We auditioned 125 people.
Wow.
We went to Philadelphia, was our first audition, and then we had the rest, the other four in Washington, D.C. And both our Romeos are from New York, not the city. One's in Albany, New York. One of our Juliets is Korean. She just got a doctoral degree at Catholic University, and the other lives in Georgia. We pool from all over. We just want the right singers.
So really, in every way, you seem to be doing such a marvelous job for singing and for opera in general. And this is the Maryland Lyric Opera. I've been speaking to their founder and executive director, Brad Clark. And Gounod's Romeo and Juliet starts this Saturday and runs through Sunday, July the 26th in the Kay Theatre of the Clarice Smith Center for Performing Arts at the University of Maryland. More information is at marylandlyricopera.org. Brad, thank you so much for coming in and really well done on this really great project.
Thank you as well.